103.
It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103, WAKO.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to McDougal Evers Gymnasium in Carmi, Illinois, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian Basketball as the Indians step out of conference to take on the Carmi White County Bulldogs here tonight. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson's alongside. This is the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. It's the Indians on the road for the final time in the regular season. The Indians play here tonight against a old North Egypt Conference foe, the Carmi White County Bulldogs, and they try to get back on the winning track. Indians come in with a record of 12-14, two games below 500, and they've lost four games in a row. The Bulldogs have struggled this year. They're 9-15 overall, and they have struggled too in the season. So Bill Richardson alongside. Bill, a winnable game here for the Indians, but the Bulldogs are always tough here, especially at McDougal Evers.
Yeah, always. You know, this rivalry goes way, way back to way before even the North Egypt Conference started in the 1930s. And some great games we've seen down here, Steve. I look for another one tonight. Carmi's on a three-game losing streak to falls to 9-15. They were 9-12, and they hoped to be like the Indians were, in a position to get to 500. Dropped their last three games. Got beat on a buzzer beater, a three-pointer at the horn Friday night in McLeansboro. So both teams are looking to pick it up a little bit and finish the season strong with a couple of wins this week before we go into regional play.
Looking at the Bulldogs, once again, the Indians will be battling against a size differential. They have 6'6 Peyton Edwards in there, and you know the trouble that size gives the Indians has this year.
Well, we saw it just last Friday night. The Richards kid tore us up. I think he hit 10 out of 12 shots, grabbed 10 rebounds on his way to 24 points. The Carmi player, though, is not in that league. He's a 6'6", 6'7", sophomore, and from what I understand, he's a pretty good rebounder, but is not a real big scoring threat, so we'll see how that pans out tonight.
Indian JV lost here earlier, lost a tight game by a score of 34-33. Skylar Toole had 14 points. Indians had a chance to win it at the end with a shot, but the shot was short. And the Indians lose 34-33 in a low-scoring JV affair. Also, Carmi White County won the freshman-sophomore game here earlier. They played three games, Frost off earlier, then the JV right before this varsity contest coming up here. Other games around the league tonight, there are a couple of conference games. The KZ Westfield Warriors play at Newton. Robinson is at Marshall. Some non-conference games. Red Hill Salukis, of course, on our sister station, The Legend, are playing right down the road at Albion against the Edwards County Lions. That's a non-conference game. Charleston's at Paris. Salem is playing at Richland County. And a Crawford County battle going on tonight. It's Hudsonville-Palestine at Oblong. But here it's the Bulldogs and the Carmi White County Bulldogs getting set to do battle here. Again, the Indians 12-14. And Carmi White County is 9-15. As I mentioned, the Indians making their final road trip of the regular season. Play here in Carmi tonight. Finish up the regular season at home. It'll be senior night on Friday when the Indians host Paris back in conference play. Then the Indians will enter into 2A regional play next week. The Indians will take on the Red Hill Salukis. That'll be next week in Mount Carmel in regional play. All right, that's been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame report. We are back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play coming up in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Need to see a cardiologist but don't want to travel out of town? Carl Richland Memorial Hospital offers full-time cardiology services with Dr. Raymond Fisher of the Carl Heart and Vascular Institute. Dr. Fisher is available to see patients for an array of cardiac issues and can complete several diagnostic tests in-house. If you are in need of a cardiologist and don't want to travel far for appointments, call Dr. Fisher at 618-392-1139 to see how he can help you.
Citizens National Bank of Albion has become this area's most trusted banking partner, and for good reason. You work hard for your money, and we work hard to safeguard and keep your financial information secure. If receiving your tax return via direct deposit, please check your printed and online bank statements for accuracy. Do not give financial information over the phone. Contact your bank immediately if you suspect fraudulent activity.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you all a new year of health and prosperity.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Here are the starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors, the Lawrenceville Indians. The Indians, Randy Bishop will start number zero, Damon Parkman. He is a 6 foot junior. Also number three, Connor Odell, 6 foot senior. Number 10, Zeus Marsh. He's a 6'2 senior. Also Jordan Jones in the starting lineup, 6 foot junior. Number 32, number 33, Blaine Winningham in the starting lineup, 6'3 junior. So again for the Indians, it's Parkman, Odell, Marsh, Jones, and Winningham. For the Carmine White County Bulldogs, coached by Kevin Wolf in his fourth year at the helm of Bulldog basketball, they'll start number 10, Ty Barbary. He's a 5'9 sophomore. Also in the starting lineup is number 14, August Saunders. He is a 6 foot senior. Also in the starting lineup for the Bulldogs is number 20. That is Ethan. Can't make out his name here. They turned the lights out on us, folks. Sorry about that. So we're up here. That's Ethan Mahan, number 23. He's a 5'11 junior. Also, number 33, the big guy we talked about, Peyton Edwards. He's a 6'6 sophomore. And number 35, Adam Phelps. He is a 6'3 senior. So for the Bulldogs, it is Barbary, Saunders, Mahan, Edwards, and Phelps. Indians dressed in their traveling red road uniforms with the white numerals and the white trim. Carmine White County in the home white uniforms with the purple numerals and the purple and white trim. Again, Kevin Wolf, head coach of the Bulldogs in his fourth year, and Randy Bishop, the veteran head coach of the Lawrenceville Indians. Again, the Indians here tonight trying to get a road win. Road has not been a hospitable place for the Indians this year, and we'll see how they fare here on this long road trip south. Zeus Marsh will jump it up against Adam Phelps, and we'll get this game underway. Glad you're with us. Tuesday Night Hoops here from Carmine, my old stomping grounds many moons ago.
Yeah, I see you're very popular here still, Steve.
Oh, really? Tap controlled by the Indians, and here we go. Connor Odell, right side on the wing to Jordan Jones, top of the key to Parkman. Left side of the wing to Odell, man-to-man by the Bulldogs here at the outset. They lob it underneath to Winningham on the baseline. Now to Parkman in the lane. His shot up and in from five. Damon Parkman has worked his way into the starting lineup for the Indians, and he scores the first basket, and the Tribe lead by a score of 2-0. Indians in a man-to-man here at the outset. Bulldogs working around on the perimeter, and we have a foul away from the ball charged against the Tribe. I think it's against Parkman. We'll wait and see here.
Yes.
So the Bulldogs will inbound underneath their own hoop. August Saunders will bring it in, and it comes to the right corner to Barbary. Barbary on the dribble, guarded by Odell in the man-to-man. Now Barbary to the right baseline, cut off there. Now out front as they get it to Mahan, guarded by Parkman. Now on the left wing to Phelps. Phelps looking for help, can't find it now, gets it out front to Mahan. Now here's Barbary. Barbary on the left side, cut off on the baseline by Odell. Jumper is off the mark, taken by Mahan, rebounded by the Indians. 2-0 Lawrenceville here early, 6:47 to go, opening quarter at McDougal Evers Gymnasium here in Carmine. Parkman on the right wing between the circles now to Odell, who signals play number one. Right side on the wing to Jones. Now down on the baseline to Marsh. Seuss squares up against Adam Phelps, tries to go around him, and the ball is knocked away and stolen away by the Bulldogs. Across the timeline, Ty Barbary. Barbary, they feed it down low on the right baseline to Edwards. Now back out front. Now they try to feed it underneath to the big guy, Phelps, and it's off him and out of bounds. Indian basketball. So slow start to this game. 2-0 Tribe, 6:10 to go. Opening quarter of play. Odell across the timeline between the circle dribble. Right wing to Jones. Jones picked up out there by Saunders. Top of the key to Parkman. Left side on the wing to Odell, who backs it out against the defense of Barbary. Right side to Parkman on the wing. Back out top of the key to Odell down the lane. Parkman on the right side, dribbles to the middle. Feeds it out front for Jones. A three-pointer on the way. Off the mark, no good. Long rebound to Winningham. He puts it up from 12, no good. Winningham gets his own rebound and now is fouled in the lane. So foul charged on the Bulldogs, and it'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop with 5:40 to go here in the first quarter, 2-0 Lawrenceville.
That foul on Peyton Emmons, his first. Both teams now have one foul.
And it comes to Odell, wide open. He shoots and scores underneath on a nice pass from Zeus Marsh. A set inbound play for the Indians and a lead 4-0.
Well, if the Indians gave up a basket like that, we'd say it was too easy. Steve, that was just a real easy basket for Connor Odell.
Adam Phelps out front at the high post, feeds it down low to Edwards. He shoots over Winningham, no good. Winningham with the rebound. Outlet pass to Odell across the timeline, right side dribble. Now to Parkman, left side on the wing to Jones. Top of the key now to Odell. Three-pointer by Connor on the way. Off the mark, no good, and rebounded by Edwards of the Bulldogs. To Barbary, now out front to Mahan. Here's a shot on the baseline, up and no good by Phelps. Phelps gets his own rebound in the right corner. Now Phelps on the baseline. It's cut off there, back out front to Barbary. Now in the middle to Saunders. Saunders, top of the key, leaves it there for Phelps. Down the lane he comes, lays it off for Edwards, and a foul charged on the Indians.
Foul going to go against Connor Odell, his first.
Peyton Edwards at the line for Bulldog free throws. First one is on its way and no good. So the score remains 4-0. Indians. Another free throw coming up here for Edwards. Up and in. One out of two. And the Bulldogs are on the board, trailing 4-1, 4:38 to go. Opening quarter. Odell across the timeline. Left side to Parkman on the wing. Looks down low for Marsh. Can't find him. Now to Odell. Right side. His off-balance shot is blocked away, but he was fouled with the body. And we'll see if that's a shooting foul.
Should
and
be.
It is.
Yes. That's the second foul on Edwards also.
Connor Odell at the line for the Indians. His free throw is up and in. And the Indians lead 5-1. First substitution of the night. Number 20 into the game, Oakley G. He is a 6-foot freshman. Oakley G. G-E-E. That's how he spells his last name. Free throw up and in by Odell. So will we have a lane violation there?
Taking
think we
a
do.
Point away. Taking yep. a point away. Well, it's still saying six on the scoreboard. No, now they took the point away and made it five.
It's a lane violation on the Indians. Cost them a point.
Tough way to miss a free throw.
5-1. 4:20 to go here in the opening quarter. Barbary to Mahan. Mahan out front, guarded by Parkman. Now right side on the wing to G. G feeds it down low on the baseline. Now in a corner, a three-pointer on the way. It's no good by Saunders from the right side. The ball bounces over the backboard, and it'll be Indian basketball.
Carmi 0-4 so far.
4:05 to go, opening quarter. 5-1 Indians. Off to a good start here thus far. Odell, left side to Parkman on the wing. Parkman guarded by G out front. Feeds to Marsh on the left of the lane. Out front to Jones. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound brought down by G of Carmi. Off to Barbary. Now right side to Saunders. Saunders, left side in the corner to Barbary. Tries to take the baseline. Feeds it out front. Free throw line jumper is off the mark by Saunders. Rebounded up and off. No good. That was off and no good by Mahan. The Indians with the rebound and a 5-1 lead. Odell at the top of the key, right side to Jones, right baseline, Winningham puts it up over the big Phelps, and he missed, rebounded by Phelps, and an outlet pass to Barbary across the timeline in the corner to G, right side, back out front to Barbary. Here's Saunders, guarded by Marsh in the man-to-man. Down to G, picked up by Jones. Right side on the wing, a double team. They feed it to G, cutting to the hole. He lays it up high off the glass and in. Oakley G with the basket, and it's 5-3 Indians. 2:48 to go here in the first quarter. Jones on the right wing. And we have a foul away from the ball charged against the Bulldogs. Indians will inbound right in front of the Bulldog bench. Head coach Kevin Wolf, assisted by Todd Rice. Todd Rice was a great guard here for Carmi when I was down here. An outstanding coach. Here's Winningham in the lane. Puts it up from eight. Got it. Blaine Winningham with a nice move against the size inside. And it's 7-3 Indians. 2:24 to go here in the opening quarter of play.
Winningham continuing that aggressive play we've seen the last couple of games.
Mahan on the baseline drive. Shot up and in. Ethan Mahan, the 5'11 junior with a hoop. On a drive, and it's 7-5. Indians on top by two with 2:05 to go, opening quarter. Parkman in the left corner to Marsh. Now to Odell, back out front to Jones. Jones, left side to Odell on the wing. Left corner to Marsh. Top of the key to Parkman. Parkman right side to Odell. Now top of the key to Marsh. Feeds it to Jones on the left wing. He'll back it out now. Top of the key to Parkman. Right side on the wing. To Odell in the Indian motion offense. Here's Marsh flashing, trying to get through a double team, but he fumbled the ball away, and it's intercepted by the Bulldogs. G to Barbary in the left corner to Saunders. Saunders guarded. Now they feed it on the baseline to Phelps. His shot up and in. Phelps inside using his size to his advantage, and we're tied at 7. A minute 15 to go here in the opening quarter play. Odell across the timeline, right side to Jones on the wing. Pick top of the key to Parkman, left side to Odell. Odell on the dribble down the lane, back out front to Jones, right side to Parkman, trying to find Winningham down low. Cross-court skip pass to Jones, left side, top of the key to Marsh. Zeus, right side to Odell on the wing, looking again for Winningham, get it to him down there on the baseline. Against big Adam Phelps, he goes around him, shoots over him, and scores. Lane Winningham, another aggressive move against the size inside. And it's 9-7 Indians. 36 seconds to go, first quarter, here in Carmi. Way out between the circles is Mahan. G on the right wing, top of the key to Barbary, loads up a long three. It's no good, and Jones the rebound for the Indians. Outlet pass to Marsh. Zeus quickly up the floor, feeds it now to Odell, shooting to the hole, and he scores.
5 points in the game for Connor Odell here in the first quarter.
Nice assist by Marsh, and the Indians lead by 4, 11-7, 8 seconds to go. Here's Mahan out front, drives down the lane, trying to feed it through to a teammate, but it was kicked out of bounds by Jones. It'll be Bulldog basketball underneath their own hoop with 3.5 seconds to go in the first quarter. R.J. Nelms into the game, replacing Damon Parkman for the Indians. G inbounds out front to Mahan. Long jumper is off the mark and out of bounds as the first quarter comes to a close. At the end of one, here at McDougal Evers Gym, on the People's State Bank scoreboard, Lawrenceville 11 and Carmi White County 7. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
This is Ernie Rolls with Scott's Drugs in the beautiful downtown Bridgeport, Illinois. I want to thank Bridgeport and all of Lawrence County for the business over the last 33 years. Sue and I will permanently stop operation and transfer all prescription records to CVS Pharmacy. This is due to a fruitless 4-year search for an independent buyer, decreasing reimbursements from third-party payers, increased paperwork by the government and third-party payers, ongoing and new chronic health problems for myself, as well as a desire to travel more. It is with a heavy heart that we take this step. We will miss the many friends and customers that we have had the privilege to serve over the last 33 years. You all have our undying gratitude. Again, thank you, Ernie and Sue Rolls, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy.
Indian basketball brought your way by People's State Bank, by WTHI-TV, and by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Just underway, second quarter here in Carmi. Bulldogs with the ball. Three-pointer is up and in. Three ball. Taken there by Ethan Mahan. And it's 11-10. The Indians lead by one. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, second quarter action here at Carmi. Nelms left side to Jones. His three is on the way. No good. And the long rebound out to Mahan. Mahan one-on-one as the ball slapped away. Loose ball recovered by Saunders. Now to G. And the Bulldogs will go on the attack. Here's Saunders in the corner. They feed it underneath. Shot up and no good by Phelps. And a foul charged against the Indians.
Fouls on Blaine Winningham. That's his first foul. So if Phelps can convert these two free throws, the host Bulldogs will lead the game for the first time tonight.
Adam Phelps' free throw is up and in. And we're tied at 11, a minute, I should say 7:10, to go here in the second quarter of play. Another free throw by Phelps. No good. Rebounded by Winningham. Nice box out there by Blaine. Outlet pass to Odell. Connor across the timeline. Waits for his teammates to clear. Now works it left side in the corner to Nelms on the left baseline. Cut off there. Back out front. He throws it away. But it's saved by Odell. Nicely done to Jones, saving a turnover. Here's Jones deep on the right wing, signaling for Indian players to head to the baseline. Now Odell on the left wing. Top of the key to Nelms. Right side of the wing to Jones. Underneath to Winningham. Winningham spins around Phelps. Feeds it in the corner to Nelms. His jumper is no good. Rebound brought down by Phelps. And a foul over the back charged on the Indians. So Carmi slowly but surely beginning to exercise their strength inside.
Yeah, and that foul hurts because it's a second on Winningham, and we can see Parkman coming back into the game. I'm assuming he will take Brendan Winningham's place. I'm Blaine Winningham's place, excuse me.
Here's Phelps, top of the key, guarded by Nelms in the man-to-man, right side to G. G lobbing underneath for Phelps on the right baseline, shoots over Winningham, missed it, rebounded by Odell. Connor behind the back dribble across the timeline, right side to Nelms on the wing, now to Winningham. The ball is off of Blaine, intercepted by the Bulldogs.
He got hammered there, they got away with it, caused the turnover.
Here's Barbary, right side, the ball knocked away by Jones, two on one. Jones heads to the hole, lays it up and in. Jordan Jones with the hoop.
His first tonight, much needed.
And the Indians lead by two, 13-11, 5:45 to go, second quarter. Here's Barbary, top of the key, right side on the wing to Saunders, on the right baseline to Phelps, now to Mahan, now to back out front. Barbary, a three ball, no good, and the long rebound to Jones of the Indians. Long down court heave to Odell, spins, goes to the middle, underneath the Marsh, ball knocked away, scramble for the ball, out of bounds, and last touched by the Indians, it'll be Bulldog basketball.
Fourth turnover in the Indians. Carmice turned it over twice. And again, Parkman is in. Winningham out. He'll probably sit the final 5 minutes of this first half.
Barbary across the timeline, picked up by Odell. In the man-to-man, G in the corner. Here's a jumper no good, taken there by Mahan. Rebounded by Marsh. Zeus across the timeline. Here's Nelms in the right corner. Back out to Jones. Now to Odell. Nelms right side to Jones on the wing. Back out between the circles to Odell with 4:55 to go here in the second quarter. Parkman on the baseline against the tall timber. In the corner to Jones. Three-pointer on the way is good.
First three of the night for the Indians.
And Jordan Jones with a three ball. And a timeout wanted by Carmi White County. 30-second break on the Ambrose-Alfredo Credit Union. Timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard reads 16-11 Indians. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Back here at McDougal Evers Gym, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. While we were away, a technical foul charged on the Indians. I think Jordan Jones picked it up. Must have said the magic word down there. Indian fans here over to our right do not agree.
But what's the good news, Steve? What happened after that? Barbary missed both free throws.
Okay. So no harm done, I guess, except for a foul on Jones. And it's 16-11. Indians by five, 4:32 to go, second quarter. Here's G at the top of the key. Out front to Mahan. Now to G. G guarded by Cale Powell, who's checked into the game. During the stoppage of play, Mahan on the baseline, cut off by Nelms in the corner to Saunders. Back out to G. Underneath, the ball knocked away by Parkman, intercepted by Marsh. Zeus trying to behind-the-back dribble and loses the ball. Now he scrambles for it. Now Carmi with it. Two-on-two break. Here is a shot up and no good.
It's got to be a charge. It has to be a charge. Boy, that guy is... Well, they called the foul on Powell. Standing there perfectly positioned and got run right over like the guy who was the Mack truck, and they called a foul on Powell.
That Mack truck, by the way, was number 35, Adam Phelps, 6'3 senior. He goes to the line for free throws. Free throw up and in, and it is 16-12 with 4 minutes, 2 seconds to go here in the second quarter play. Comes the substitute in for Carmi, Devin Rankin, number 5. He's a 6'1 sophomore for Kevin Wolf. Another free throw up and no good. Rebounded by Parkman of the Indians. Outlet pass to Marsh. Now to Odell. Across the timeline between the circle dribble. Right side to Powell on the wing. Now to Odell. Nelms top of the key to Powell. Free throw line. Back out front to Odell. Down low to Parkman. Parkman on the baseline. Right side. Turn around from 12. Got it. Damon Parkman with a nice fallaway jumper.
Second bucket of night for Parkman.
He has gradually improved as the year has gone along. And the Indians lead by 6, 18-12. 3:30 to go, second quarter play. Barbary in the right corner to Rankin. Rankin has the ball knocked away and waits for a teammate. Gets it off to Reeder. And now it's up and in. Sticked up and in by Phelps. Bulldogs really lucky there. They almost turned it over, but the ball fortuitously went under the basket to Phelps, and he laid it in. 18-14. They lob underneath to Nelms on the baseline, left side, cut off, shoots and scores nonetheless. R.J. Nelms, good work with his pivot foot there to get him a little room, and he was able to lay it in from an awkward angle.
First basket of the night for Nelms.
20-14, Indians by 6, 2:45 to go, second quarter. Here's Barbary on the right wing, feeding underneath to Phelps, goes right over Parkman and scores. Nothing Damon could do there. Just outsized and outstrength underneath. Is that a word, outstrength? I don't think it is. overpowered, I guess I should say.
Yeah, 8 points out of their 16 belong to Phelps.
20-16, Parkman down the lane, feeds it to Powell on the wing right side. Doesn't take the shot, backs it out, and the Indians will reload. Nelms on the left wing, down to Marsh on the left baseline. Here's Marsh feeding it to Nelms on the left wing. Now back out front to Powell. 2:09 to go here in the second quarter. Indians leading by four, 20-16. This deliberately played first half. Now they go down low to Parkman, and over the back comes big Adam Phelps coming over the back of Damon Parkman.
His first foul. Only four on the team. Nobody going to the foul line yet. Here comes Jordan Jones back into the game. Let's hope he's cooled down a bit and ready to contribute some more.
Replaces Odell in the Indian lineup with a minute 59 to go, second quarter. In it comes to Parkman, left side. Now back out front to Powell on the left wing in the corner. Jones loads up a three. He got it.
Yeah, take that.
Jordan Jones, a three ball. Indians lead by seven, 23-16.
Second three of the night for Jordan.
1:45 to go, second quarter of play. Devin Rankin feeds it top of the key to G. G guarded by Powell in the man-to-man. Now to Rankin on the right wing. They feed it underneath. It's intercepted by Parkman, but he knocks it away. And we have a foul now on Parkman. Unfortunate for Damon, played good defense there, but the ball was too far away for him to get to it before a Bulldog did, and he fouled him.
Wager's going to check in, Steve, for the first time tonight. Carmi's now in the bonus. So this will be a 1-1 for Rankin.
Wager out of the game, or in the game for Parkman. Free throw up and in by Rankin. He'll have another. And it's 23-17. Indians, 1:31 to go here in the second quarter. The free throw on its way by Rankin. This one no good. And the rebound brought down by Noah Wager. Off to Jordan Jones. He'll bring it across the timeline. Indians leading by six. Trying to get closer to the 500 mark and snap a four-game losing skid. Powell at the top of the key. Backs it out now against the defense of Rankin. Right side on the wing to Jones. Underneath to Marsh. Haven't heard much from Zeus offensively here in this first half. He feed it down low underneath to Jones, and a foul charged on the floor against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, in fact, Marsh has not shot the ball even tonight. He has a couple of rebounds. Foul on Barbary.
And it comes to Marsh in the right corner. Back out to Powell on the right wing. Now Marsh in the middle, and we have a foul away from the ball, this time against the Indians. R.J. Nelms caught for an illegal screen, blocking foul, and it'll be Bulldog basketball. Here's Saunders back into the game, replacing Rankin for the Bulldogs. A minute one to go here in this first half of play, 23-17. Indians on top. Down the lane in the corner to Barbary. It was a drive down the lane by Mahan. Now Barbary, a three-pointer from the left wing, is no good. Rebounded by Nelms of the Indians. RJ quickly up floor to Powell. Left wing, loads up a three. In and out, no good. Rebound tapped around. Scramble for the loose ball. And the Bulldogs have it. Mahan, three-on-two break. Mahan heads to the hole. Left side, lays it up too hard. Rebounded by Phelps. His shot is up and in. Adam Phelps, the 6'3 senior with a hoop. And it's 23-19. Indians by four with 17 seconds to go. Second quarter. Nelms on the deep left wing. Top of the key to Powell. Powell right side to Jones on the wing. Indians going to hold for a final shot here. 7 seconds to go. Jones to the baseline. Throws it up there off glass. No good. Tapped up there by Wager. No good. Rebounded by G. And the first half comes to a close. Indian basketball, Light 103 WAKO, brought your way by Lawrence County Health Department, Complete Wellness, Body, Mind, and Community. Also by KZ State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, and how you want. And by Leggett Lumber and Hardware, everything you need for all your projects. Get it at Leggett. Well, first half in the books here from McDougal Evers Gym in Carmi. And at the end of the first half, on the People State Bank scoreboard, it is Lawrenceville 23 and Carmi White County 19. Bill and I are back with a halftime report in about 3 minutes. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some pop, Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change. The needs of your hair change. Your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoax Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoax Hair Studio.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Back here at the Google Lemmers Gym in Carmel, I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103. Indian Hoop brought your way by Wabash General Hospital, people you know helping people you love, by the Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family in a time of need, and by the Ambrall Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of the Ambrall Federal Credit Union. We're here at halftime. And so far, so good. Indians lead the Bulldogs of Carmi-White County, 23-19, low-scoring affair. And Bill has a look at some of the first-half numbers here on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bob's Pizza halftime report.
Well, it's been a good first half, Steve. The Indians have been in control most of the way. They led 5-1, 7-3. Carmi came back and tied the game once in the first quarter on a basket by Phelps, but the Indians scored with The last two baskets of the first quarter, led to 11-7 at the first stop. The second quarter, Carmi tied the game again at 11 before the Indians went on a 5-0 run, went up 16-11, eventually led this by as many as 7 points, 23-16 at one point, before the Bulldogs scored the last 3 points of the first half to close within 23-19 here at halftime. Scoring for the Indians, Jordan Jones leads the way. He's made 3 field goals, but 2 of those are 3-pointers. He has 8 points to lead the Indians. Connor O'Dell scored 5 points in the first quarter. 4 points for Blaine Winningham. All of those in the first quarter as well. 4 points for Parkman. He's 2 out of 2 from the line, or 2 out of 2 from the field tonight. RJ Nelms had a basket there in the second quarter for 2 points. Zeus Marsh started for the Indians, has not taken a shot, has a couple of rebounds, but Zeus is scoreless here in the first half. Off the bench, Wager and Powell both played and did not score for Lawrenceville. Nelms played off the bench and had the 2 points, as we mentioned, for the Carmi Bulldogs. Adam Phelps leads the way with 10 points. In fact, he has more than half of their output here in the first half. 5 points for Mahan, 2 points for the freshman G off the bench, and 1 each for Peyton Emmons and Devin Rankin. Some team statistics. Lawrenceville has hit 10 out of 19 shots. That's pretty good shooting. The Indians are still struggling from the three-point range. They have struggled here the last four or five games shooting three-pointers, and tonight they're 2 of 8. Lawrenceville's been to the line only twice, made one of them. Carmi is 7 out of 20 from the floor. The Bulldogs are also struggling from three-point range. They're just 1 of 7 tonight, and they're struggling a bit from the foul line, too. They've been there eight times, but made only four of them. Had they done a little better from the foul line, this game would be closer. They might even have the lead. Turnovers. Lawrenceville's turned over five times, not bad. Carmi three times, even better. Carmi has an 11-10 advantage on the backboards. So, 23 for Lawrenceville, 19 for homestanding Carmi here at halftime.
We are back after this. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Sandwich that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you and your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at McDougal Evers Gym in Carmi, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Lawrenceville Indian basketball here on Light 103. We're here at halftime, 23-19. Indians lead by four. Bill, not the fastest paced of games, but Indians has so far so good. Been able to use their quickness to get some baskets, and Jordan Jones has heated up a little bit from three-point land, but again, not a big offensive first half for either of these ball clubs.
No, you know, and it's funny that the team could shoot better than 50% like Lawrenceville has and not put up more points than this. But I think the Indians are going to get a boost in the second half when Winningham comes back into the game. He had a couple buckets in that first quarter and actually had a rebound in the second quarter. But he picked up that second foul. Coach Bishop put him on the bench, and I look for him to return here in the second half and give the Indians a bit more of an inside presence. He's really been coming along lately. He looked really good last week against Casey Friday night, and had a couple baskets tonight. So I think having him back in the lineup will help Lawrenceville maybe be able to pull away a bit.
And as we mentioned earlier in the first half, Indians have done all this without Zeus Marsh being effective here tonight. Zeus scoreless on the evening. And so if anything happens with Zeus, and we know he can explode at any time, and the Indians would help the Indian cause too.
Yeah, it's hard to figure out what's going on. He's just not been real aggressive with the ball tonight, but, you know, we're winning the ball game, and that's what matters.
All right, that's been the halftime report. Halftime report brought your way by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Bill and I are back in a minute with the second half of action. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams, because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting
and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Indian basketball, Light 103 WAKO, brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington, Indiana. Find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal by Best Way Express. If you have a Class A CDL, call 833-BESTWAY today. Your truck driving career is waiting. By Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, local medical professionals caring for local people. I see Hospital Chief Executive Officer Don Robbins in attendance here at the game.
Yeah, I was talking to him earlier today. He said he was going to come down. He said he spent quite a bit of time down here in Carmine early in his career, knows a lot of people. So he made the trip. Good to see him.
Indians with the ball to begin the second half. Leading by a score of 23-19. Here's Zeus Marsh. Dribbles to the middle. Back out front to Nelms between the circles. Now to Odell on the right wing. Between the circles to Jones. Now left wing to Nelms. Winningham on the baseline underneath. Here's Odell shooting and scoring. Connor Odell, a nice pass from Blaine Winningham.
7-9 now for Connor Odell.
And the Indians lead 25-19. Just underway here in the third quarter of play. Phelps for Carmi. Back to Mahan. His shot up, no good. And the ball out of bounds. And a foul, actually. So Mahan to the line. Ethan Mahan for the Bulldogs, the 5'11 junior.
First foul on Marsh.
We throw up and in. And it's 23-20, a 5-point Indian lead. 7:17 to go here in the third quarter of play. We throw on its way. Good again by Mahan.
7 tonight for Mahan.
25-21. 7:13 to go. Third quarter. Here's Odell on the right baseline to Winningham. Now back out to Odell. Jones, left side on the wing to Nelms. Top of the key now to Odell. Right side on the wing to Jones. Looking down low for Winningham. Can't find him. Top of the key to Marsh. Zeus double teamed. Now left side on the wing to Odell. Back out to Nelms. RJ, right wing pass to Jones. Right now between the circles to Odell. Left side to Nelms. RJ underneath to Marsh. Shoots. No good, but he was hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop.
Okay, a chance for Marsh to get his first 2 points of the night.
It's hard to believe. With 6:39 to go here in the third quarter, and Zeus Marsh has yet to score for the Indians in this game, and the Indians are leading 25-21. Free throw on its way and no good off the back iron. So the score remains 25-21. Second free throw no good by Marsh. Rebounded by Phelps. And the Bulldogs go on the attack. Chance to get closer, down by four. Barbary now top of the key to Mahan. Now to Barbary down the lane. Left side to G, back out front, three-pointer by Barbary is good. Ty Barbary, the 5'9 sophomore, not very big. And he load up the three-pointer, it's 25-24. Indian lead is down to one. Ball knocked away from Nelms on the left wing, and he's called for a travel.
Okay, so again, Carmine has a chance to take its first lead of the night. That was the first basket of the game by Barbary. Wager in, Nelms out for the Indians.
25-24, 6:07 to go here in the third quarter. Mahan across the timeline. Now to Phelps. Phelps looking down low, top of the key to G. Right side on the wing to Barbary, underneath to Phelps. And we have a bumping foul charged on Wager of the Indians. Indians trying to be physical down low with Phelps and Mahan, but the officials not letting him get away with it. Barbary inbounds, does in the corner to Mahan, dribbles to the baseline, puts it up and in, and a foul and a chance at a three-point play. Ethan Mahan with the basket. And it's 26-25. The Bulldogs have the lead. Chance to bump that lead up here. Mahan can complete the three-point play. And he does. Parkman in and Wager out for the Indians. 27-25. Bulldogs on top here. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Across the timeline, he is Odell on the dribble. Picked up by Barbary. Odell, free throw line jumper by Connor. Got it. Nice move by Connor Odell. Shook off Barbary with that good fake and able to hit the jumper from the free throw line. We're tied at 27. 5:30 to go, third quarter. Mahan dribbles down the lane, feeds it underneath. The ball tipped out of bounds by Jones. It'll be Bulldog basketball underneath their own hoop. Oakley G will inbound, does underneath. Here's a shot up and in by that guy again, Mahan. And a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. On the People's State Bank, I should say, People's State Bank scoreboard, but it is a Amarillo Federal Credit Union timeout. 5:19 to go, third quarter, 29-27, Carmi, White County. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you and your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Rely on Leggett
off the timeout with the ball.
Help with battling
trailing
cold.
29-27, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, top of the key. Jones, a three-pointer, no good. Winningham the rebound. Back out front to Odell. Right baseline, cut off there. Back to Winningham on the wing. To the middle he goes. And he's hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop. So it'll be Indian basketball underneath their own basket. 5:03 to go here in the third quarter. 29-27.
Third foul on Edwards.
29-27. Bulldogs on top here. Here's Odell on the right wing. Now to Parkman on the left wing. Dribbles to the left baseline. Feeds it underneath to Marsh, who lays it up. No good. Rebounded by Winningham. Up and in. Blaine Winningham, the rebound of the Marsh miss. And we're tied at 29. 4:40 to go. Third quarter. Indians now with some trapping pressure. Barbary dribbles through it. Gets it to G. Feeds it underneath. The ball tipped away in the corner to Saunders, and he throws it away out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. So the Indian pressure, first time we've seen the half-court trapping pressure, and it comes up with a turnover.
Just the fifth of the night for the Bulldogs. Actually, the fourth of the night.
And it comes to Odell. Between the circle dribble, looking for a screen, top of the key from Jones. Now feeds it to Marsh on the left wing. Zeus looking down low for Winningham, trying to post up. Cannot. Parkman now to Jones at the top of the key. He leaves it off there for Odell. Dribbles left side. Marsha, three ball is in and out, no good. Rebound fought for, and Odell came over the back for the Indians. A rebounding foul on the Tribe. And tied at 29. It'll be Bulldog basketball with 4:05 to go here in the third quarter.
Two fouls on Odell.
Barbary across the timeline. Again, the trapping pressure. They throw it over top of it and out of bounds.
Boy, the pressure's turning up some good things here for the Indians all of a sudden. Two turnovers the last two possessions for Carmine.
Timeout wanted by head coach Kevin Wolf for the Bulldogs. Amarillo Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard reads 29-all. Indians and the Bulldogs. This is Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Mr. Friendly states, do it best. We've got the deals on a huge selection of products, like our finest paint, best look paint and primer in one, and ultra-premium interior paint that offers excellent performance in hide, stain resistance, and scrubability. Easy application and cleanup. This product can be applied directly to previously painted surfaces and or uncoated drywall without a primer, making your project quick and hassle-free. Choose best look paint and primer in one at Leggett Lumber and Hardware, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Get it at Leggett.
Indian basketball off a timeout, tied at 29. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here in Carmi at McDougal Evers Gym. Indians off the timeout. Now we have a timeout.
The band's playing too loud.
On the floor.
Telling the band to quiet down a little.
Yeah. That's the first time I think I've ever seen that. I mean, most bands quit when play starts, but these guys kept right on playing.
Yeah, they must have been a little absent-minded.
Indians with the ball. Tied at 29. Here's Marsh feeding it to Winningham. Wing spins to the middle. Heads to the hole. Lays it up with the left hand. He scores! Nicely done. Right around the big guy. Edwards underneath. Eight. And it's 31-29 Indians.
Yeah, that's his 8th point tonight.
G across the timeline. Trapped. Feeds it now to Barbary between the circles. Right side on the wing to Mahan. Back out front to Barbary. Barbary double team, backs it out now. Feeds it to G between the circles. Underneath, the ball is knocked away but recovered by the Bulldogs. And G back top of the key to Barbary. The right side, Mahan underneath to Phelps. Phelps tries to take the baseline. Cut off. Feeds it underneath to the big guy, Edwards, and he's fouled underneath by the Indians. By Jones, I believe.
Second foul on Jordan Jones. Edwards is at the line once earlier tonight, hit one of two. Let's see how he does this time.
Todd Rice and Brad Lee down there on the sidelines for Carmi White County. Free throw up and in by Edwards. Brad Lee was a coach here for a long time. Bulldog basketball, now the superintendent, I believe, down here. Free throw up and no good. Rebound is knocked around and out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. 2:56 to go, third quarter, 31-30. Favor of the Indians. Here's Marsh, right side on the wing to Parkman. And we have a foul away from the ball charged against the Bulldogs. So the Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. Low scoring affair, 31-30 here. Marsh inbounding under the Indian basket. Back out front to Odell, deep on the right wing. Signals a play, now in the right corner to Marsh. Zeus, now top of the key to Winningham, leaves it for Odell there. Right side on the wing to Marsh. Zeus on the dribble, leads it to Jones. Left side to Odell, tries to take the left baseline, cut off by Barbary. Back out front to Parkman. Parkman free throw line jumper, off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Phelps of Carmi. Now to Mahan on the dribble, left side. 2:15 to go in the game, or I should say in the third quarter, 31-30. Indians by one. Barbary in the left corner. They feed it underneath to Phelps. Phelps double team, shoots, missed. Rebound tapped out to Marsh. Indians 2-on-2. Zeus has the ball slapped away from behind and stolen away by Barbary. Barbary waits for his teammates to clear. Now goes into an offensive set. Now the ball knocked away by Odell. Out of bounds right in front of the Bulldog bench.
He's going to get called. No, I thought he was going to call. They were going to call him for his third foul, but they just said it went out of bounds. That's good.
Bradley is the superintendent down here for the Carmi White County School District. I was correct.
You usually are.
Nah. Here's G on the left wing. Back out between the circles to Barbary. Indians playing some zone here. Was Marsh out on the top of it. Here's a feed down elite to Edwards. Back out front to G. Top of the key to Barbary. Three-pointer is no good. Off the right wing by Mahan. Rebounded by Odell. Now to Marsh. Zeus to the hole. Lays it up and in.
There's that first basket we've been looking for. Maybe that'll get him going.
Indians going to need him if they're going to win this game. They lead 33-30. A minute eight to go. Third quarter and a timeout wanted. Going to be a full one-minute break. Timeout wanted by Kevin Wolf. On the Ambrose Federal Credit Union, it's an Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard, 33-30 Lawrenceville. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Hi, this is Nathan Utley, Ag Lending Officer at Citizens National Bank of Albion. National FFA Week is February 17th through the 24th. We couldn't be more proud of the leadership, growth, and success in the agricultural projects and community service that our FFA members provide. Our future looks bright with these agricultural leaders of tomorrow. Please join Citizens National Bank in recognizing and congratulating our area FFA chapters.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the addition of a certified nurse midwife to our medical staff. Stephanie Gordon has been a midwife since 2015 and is excited to begin taking care of patients in the Richland and surrounding areas. Stephanie can care for women during all stages of life, including birth control management, prenatal and postnatal care, hormone replacement therapy, and regular well women exams. To make an appointment with Stephanie, call the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Lawrence County High School.
Indian basketball brought your way by Sweet Teas and Sippet on James Street in Lawrenceville and by Larry Bob's Pizza of Lawrenceville, famous for the delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one now or after the game?
9-4-3-2-6-1-2.
There was a shot from the corner by the Bulldogs, rebounded by Devin Rankin, but he traveled, so a turnover. And the Indians with a three-point lead have the ball. Parkman will check out, replaced by R.J. Nelms in the Indian lineup. 33-30, 52 seconds to go here in the third quarter. There's Odell on the right wing, lobs underneath for Winningham on the right baseline, spins to the middle, lays it up, and no good, but he was hacked and fouled and will go to the line for Indian free throws.
Going to be going for his ninth and tenth points of the ball game. Foul on Rankin, his first. Four on the Bulldogs, five on Lawrenceville.
Blaine Winningham's free throw is on its way and good. 34-30, 42.1 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Another free throw by Winningham up and in. 35-30, 5-point Lawrenceville lead. Ty Barbary will bring it up across the timeline. Indians again with trapping pressure near midcourt. Jones with a steal. Knocked it away. He'll go in unmolested for the layup and lay it up and in. 37-30. Again, the Indian pressure coming up with a steal and a hoop. 20 seconds to go. 37-30. Ball kicked out of bounds by Jones. It'll be Bulldog basketball right in front of their bench. So 37-30 Indians. 18 seconds to go. Barbary across the timeline. Feeds it to Saunders. Saunders now to Barbary. Double teamed in the corner to G on the baseline. Mahan, his shot up and in from 5 feet. 37-32. Indians with a long down court heave. Well off the mark as the third quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard after three, here from McDougal Leverage Gym in Carmi. It's the Bulldogs of Carmi-White County trailing the Lawrenceville Indians, 37-32. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School sports. Please get out and take in the games.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School sports. Go Teams!
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Fourth quarter underway. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson here at Carmi. Bulldogs with the ball, trailing 37-32. Here's Barbary at the top of the key. Now to Saunders. Saunders against the Indian pressure out front. Now Barbary, left corner to G. On the baseline, the ball is saved inbounds to G. G back out front. Now we have a foul charge. Nope, a turnover on the Bulldogs.
Took a little walk there. Seven turnovers on Carmine. The Indians have eight to this point.
So the Indians with the ball and a five-point lead, 37-32. 7:20 to go in the game. Winningham between the circles for the Indians. On the right wing to Odell. Three-pointer by Cunner is well off the mark and out of bounds. It'll be Bulldog basketball. 7:12 to go. 37-32. Only a five-point Indian lead. Seems like it's bigger than that, the way these teams have struggled to score here on the night. Here's Barbary. Double-teamed. Left side to G. Mahan on the baseline. His shot up off glass. No good. Rebound controlled by Jones of the Indians. Long down court heave to Winningham. Reverse layup up and in. A nice athletic move by Blaine Winningham off a good pass from Jones. 39-32. Indians by seven.
Matches their biggest lead of the night, I believe.
6:40 to go in the game. G back out front to Barbary. Now to Saunders. Saunders on the dribble. Double team. Now to Barbary. Left side to G. Underneath, Mahan on the baseline. Puts it up. Blocked away out of bounds by Marsh. It'll be Bulldog basketball underneath their own hoop. G will look to inbound. Does out front to G on the left wing in the left corner. Feeds it underneath. Here's a shot up and no good by Phelps. Ball battle for Saunders with the loose ball left side. Back out to Mahan. Between the circles to Barbary. Back to G. G on the right wing. We'll back it out now. Barbary has the ball tipped away and stolen away by Winningham. Now to Marsh. And Zeus called for a travel. In his haste to get up floor, Zeus forgot to dribble the ball.
It's not rugby.
Yeah, that's correct. The Indian defense got what it wanted there, but couldn't convert. 39-32, 5:53 to go in the game. Saunders across the timeline, beats it in the middle. Ball slapped away by Marsh, and a reach-in foul on Zeus.
His second foul, and that's going to be five on the team.
So the Bulldogs will inbound underneath their own hoop. G. And it comes. Mahan shot up. No good. But he was fouled. And we'll head to the line for free throws.
Well, Mahan has 14 tonight. Carmi's going to him, and he's shooting just about every time he touches the ball at this point.
His free throw is on its way and good. This guy's had a good game. Ethan Mahan. I think I said Mahan. That's not correct.
15 points for Mahan, going for 16.
Second free throw up and in. Bounced him through. Pronounced Mahan in Lawrence County, but Mahan down here. It's one of those strange linguistic things between counties. 5:38 to go in the game. Indians lead 39-34 by 5. Underneath, Winningham has the ball knocked away, but he traveled prior to that.
Took a few steps on his way to the basket.
Indian fans not happy with the
yes.
call.
Some of them are taking exception.
They're over to our right here as we view it from the top of McDougal Evers Gym. Mahan now to G. They lob underneath to Mahan. No good. Rebounded by Phelps up and in. 39-36. Here come the Bulldogs down by three. 5:10 to go in the game. Indians could use a hoop here. Here's Marsh, top of the key. Left side to Odell on the wing. Top of the key to Nelms. Right side on the wing to Marsh. Now between the circles. Winningham at the free throw line. Back to Marsh. Right side on the wing to Odell. Dribbles to the middle. Feeds it now to Winningham. Blaine on the right baseline. Shoots and scores. Big hoop there for the Indians to stem the tide of the Bulldogs. 4:40 to go in the game. 41-36. Indians by five. Here's G, double teamed. Now to Saunders between the circles. Now to G, left side of the wing. In the middle now to Phelps. He throws it up there with the right hand. He scores. Phelps starting to heat up now. Adam Phelps for the Bulldogs. 4:20 to go in the game. 41-38, a three-point lead. Here's a shot up and in by Jones. And a foul and a chance at a three-point play. Jordan Jones, nice post-up on the baseline. And he got the ball and went strong to the glass for the hoop. Free throw up and in, a three-point play. Indians lead by 6, 44-38, 4:14 to go in the game. Mahan on the dribble, double-teamed out front. And there's a bumping foul charged. Nope, timeout. Thought for a minute there was going to be a foul. Timeout on the floor. Amberle Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard reads Lawrenceville 44, Carmine White County 38. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the National Tax Time Blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back here at McDougal Evers Gym, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. 4:09 to go in the game. Indians lead 44-38, trying to snap a four-game losing skid. Pick up win number 13 on the year. Mahan feeds it in the corner to Saunders. Saunders bumped and fouled by Nails. Boy, they're not letting much contact happen here lately, these officials. And to the line will go Saunders. August Saunders, a 6-foot senior for the Bulldogs, with some big free throws here.
First trip to the line tonight.
Up and in by Saunders. And it's 44-39. Indians by 5. He missed the second one. Rebounded by Winningham. And a tail ball. Possession arrows in favor of the Indians. Indian fans thought there was a foul, a reach-in foul there, but possession arrow in favor of the Tribe, so they have the ball and the lead. 3:57 to go. Connor Odell walking across the timeline. Between the circle dribble. Indians fan out in an offensive set. Here's Nelms on the wing, call for a travel. Turning it over.
11 turnovers tonight on the Indians. That one could be critical, though.
Yeah, unforced errors like that really drive a coach crazy. 3:40 to go. Mahan across the timeline between a double team, right side on the baseline to G. They feed it in the middle. It's intercepted by Winningham. Blaine stepped right in there nicely and intercepted. Indians hold the ball now, looking for a screen at the top of the key. Is Odell from Winningham. Now to Marsh on the left wing. Here's Jones heading to the hole, lays it up and in. Jordan Jones with a nice aggressive move on the baseline. And it's 46-39. Indians by 7. Mahan has the ball tipped away and stolen away by Odell. Big steal there by Connor. 3 minutes to go in the game. Indians get it across the timeline. Now to Marsh. Left side to Jones. Behind the back dribble. Now back out on the left wing. Between the circles to Nelms. 2:50 to go. Nelms fouled by G out front. Stopping the clock with 2:51 to go in the game.
Carmi still has another foul to give before the Indians go into the bonus, so the Bulldogs can be a little bit aggressive here.
Marsh will inbound.
The Indians score here, they'll have their biggest lead.
For 2:47 to go, there is a foul. Mahan on Marsh.
I believe those are intentional fouls, Steve. I believe we're going to, well, that does put them on the line. It looked to me like Mahan more or less fouled Marsh deliberately here. 1-1 for Zeus. He's 0-2 at the line tonight.
Now 1-for-3 as he hits that one. 47-39. Indians by 8. 2:45 to go in the game. Second free throw, no good. Rebound battle for, and Saunders comes away with it for Carmi. Now Barbary across the timeline. Left side dribble and left corner to G. Ball kicked out of bounds by the defense of the Indians' Nelms. It'll be Bulldog basketball at their offensive end. 47-39, Indians on top. G inbounds to Barbary deep in the left corner. Doesn't take the three from there. Now gets the ball back on the wing. Ball knocked away by Marsh. Zeus scrambles for the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Indian basketball. Nice defense there by Zeus Marsh to force that ball off of the Bulldog player Barbary and out of bounds. And it comes to Nelms. Back out front to Odell between the circles. 2:24 to go in the game. Indians can be deliberate here. And we have a foul away from the ball. Charged against the Bulldogs. And Tusamarsh again at the line.
Yeah, that foul was the third on Mahan. And it looks to me like they're going to foul Zeus as we go down the stretch.
Free throw on its way by Zeus, up and in. 48-39, Indians by 9.
Biggest lead of the night.
Another free throw up and no good. Rebounded by Winningham. Feeds it to Marsh, who lays it up and missed it. Rebound brought down by Phelps. Across the timeline, Mahan. Feeds it out front to Barbary. Barbary, 2:10 to go in the game. In the corner, Saunders, right side. Double team. Feeds it back to G on the wing. The left side to Mahan, underneath to Phelps, off his hands and out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. 2 minutes, 1 second to go in the contest.
Karma is suddenly getting a case of the better fingers. That's 5 turnovers here in the fourth quarter of their 11 in the game.
Across the timeline, Odell for the Indians. The ball off the hands of Mahan and out of bounds.
I just saw him signal from the Carmi bench to foul.
1:51 to go in the game, and it comes to Odell. Connor on the dribble. Ball hawked out there by Barbary. Across the timeline on the right wing dribble. Now to the middle. Feeds it off to Nelms. Left side to Jones. Jones guarded by Mahan and fouled by Mahan with 1:39 to go in the game.
4 on Mahan.
Indians going to have to hit their free throws to win this game here. That's the strategy.
It's the last 1-1. From now on, it'll be double bonus, so let's hit these Jordan Jones.
First one is up and in. 49-39, a double-digit lead for the Tribe here by 10. Make it 11 as Jones calmly hits those free throws. 50-39, 1:39 to go in the game. Carmi, Barbary across the timeline against the pressure. They feed it underneath now to Phelps. Double team. Puts it up from 8. No good. Rebound control by the Bulldogs. I should say by the Indians. Bulldogs foul. Saunders over the back of Jones. And we go to the other end for Indian free throws with 1:26 to go in the game. And the Indians leading 50-39.
At some point, Steve, right? They're going to give up. They're going to stop fouling like this.
Free throw up and no good, no.
Not if we don't start making them.
Jones missed that one. Keeps it a 50-39 game. Now 51-39. 12-point lead, 1:26 to go. Mahan quickly across the timeline. Underneath to Saunders. His shot up off glass, too hard. Ball out of bounds. Well, saved in bounds by Phelps. He got to it before it went out of bounds. Now feeds to Mahan. Out front, Barbary, a three-ball from the left wing, no good. Rebounded by Phelps, and a foul charged on the Indians. That's it. What you don't want to have there is the Indians foul, stop the clock, and give the Bulldogs a chance to score. That's what it is, with 1:07 to go, 51-39, and to the line, Big Adam Phelps, 6'3", senior for the Bulldogs. Now, timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Going to be a full-minute break. Amarillo Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 51, Carmi White County 39. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the National Tax Time Blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson back here at McDougal Evers Gym in Carmi. 1 minute, 7 seconds to go in the game. Lawrenceville 51, Carmi White County 39. And Phelps, Adam Phelps at the line for the Bulldogs. His free throw is up and in, 51 to 40.
Got 15 tonight, going for 16.
Second one no good, rebounded by Marsh. Outlet pass to Odell. Connor will bring it across the timeline. Bulldogs will have to trap and try to take it away. He's double-teamed out in Elms, underneath the Jones. Jones underneath the hoop, back out to Winningham. His jumper is up and in from the right baseline from about 10 feet.
Yeah, one of those shots you go, no, 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 yes.
53-40. Long jumper, Mahan, a three from the left wing. 53-43, 38 seconds to go. Jones across the timeline to Elms, two-on-one break. Lobs underneath to Marsh, ball knocked away. Don't understand that. Should have brought it back out, but may work out. Mahan, a long three from the right wing. Off the mark, no good. Out of bounds. Indian basketball, 24.3 seconds to go in the game.
Folks are putting their coats on, Stevie. They're heading for the exits.
Many of the fans from here in Carmi have already left. 20 seconds to go, 53-43. Odell across the timeline. Bulldogs aren't going to foul. Here is Parkman, deep on the right wing. Ball knocked away, out of bounds. Last touched by an Indian with 8.4 seconds to go in the contest. And it comes to Mahan. The Indians will just let him shoot. Long three-pointer is in and out, no good. And the ball brought down by G. He has the ball blocked. And that's the end of the game. Lawrenceville Indians defeat the Carmi White County Bulldogs by a score of 53-43. So the Indians, with a record now of 13-14, one game below the 500 mark, Carmi White County falls to 9-16 with their fourth loss in a row. And the Indians snap a four-game losing streak in the process. So a successful trip here to Carmi White County tonight. Again, the final, the Lawrenceville Indians 53 and the Carmi White County Bulldogs 43. Bill and I are back with the post-game show in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
This is Ernie Rawls with Scott's Drugs in the beautiful downtown Bridgeport, Illinois. I want to thank Bridgeport and all of Lawrence County for the business over the last 33 years. Sue and I will permanently stop operation and transfer all prescription records to CVS Pharmacy. This is due to a fruitless 4-year search for an independent buyer, decreasing reimbursements from third-party payers, increased paperwork by the government and third-party payers, ongoing and new chronic health problems for myself, as well as a desire to travel more. It is with a heavy heart that we take this step. We will miss the many friends and customers that we have had the privilege to serve over the last 33 years. You all have our undying gratitude. Again, thank you, Ernie and Sue Rolls, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy.
Shh!
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at McDougal Evers Gymnasium here in Carmi, fans filing out having watched the Lawrenceville Indians defeat the Carmi White County Bulldogs by a score of 53-43. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, glad you're with us. Indians pick up a nice win on the road here. Snap a four-game losing skid and win this game 53-43. Bill, they did what they had to do down the stretch, hit some free throws, put the pressure on, got some turnovers into points, and pick up the victory.
Yeah, outscored them 16-11 there in that fourth quarter when Carmine was on the verge of overtaking Lawrenceville. So actually, Indians were in control most of this game. Carmine took a small lead there in the third quarter, but the Indians rallied back from that one. Lawrenceville led 11-7 at the first stop, 23-19 at halftime, 32-27 at half. 37-32 after three periods, and again outscored Carmi 16-11 there in the fourth quarter to win at 53-43. Scoring for the Indians, leading the way, was Jordan Jones. Jordan hit 6 of 11 shots, was 2 of 6 from 3-point range, hit free throws, added 4 rebounds, and he scored 8 of those 18 points in the fourth quarter to kind of get Lawrenceville over the hump. Next for the Indians was Blaine Winningham. Blaine hit 7 of 9 shots tonight, was 2 of 2 from the floor and from the foul line, and finished with 16 points. Connor O'Dell was almost in double figures. He scored 9 for the Indians. 4 points for both Damon Parkman and Zeus Marsh, and a basket for R.J. Nilms. Noah Weger and Cale Powell both played but did not score. So again, for the Indians in double figures, Jordan Jones led the way with 16 points, and Blaine Winningham was next with, I'm sorry, Jones had 18 and Winningham 16. Those are your Lawrenceville double figure scores. For the Carmi Bulldogs, Ethan Mahan led the way with 19 points, 15 points for Phelps. Then the scoring really dropped off. 3 points for Ty Barber, he had a 3-point basket. 2 points for G, 2 points for Edwards, 1 for Saunders. So the Indians win it 53-43.
By the way, this is the Hoax Hair Studio postgame report. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Indians win it 53-43. Bill, who do you think is our Bill Dobson four tough player of the game?
Well, it's a close call, but I'm going to give it to Jordan Jones tonight, Steve. He led the Indians with 18 points again. Hit 6 out of 11 shots, was 4 or 5 at the foul line, had a couple three-pointers, 4 rebounds, and was 4 out of 5 at the line in that fourth quarter when he scored 8 of his 18 points. So Jordan Jones is the Bill Dobson Ford tough player of the game.
All right, Randy Bishop not going to join us here. We're way up here, and we're not going to ask Randy to come up here with the situation that he's in. So we're going to go talk to him, and we'll hear his comments on the post game coming up tomorrow morning. Again, the final here, Lawrenceville Indians win by a score of 53-43. Indians are now at 13-14. Carmi White County falls to 9-16. Thanks to Bill Richardson for his good work. Thanks to Gil T. Wilson for his good work back in the studios. Thanks to you for listening. Again, the final. It was here on the Hoax Hair Studio postgame show. Lawrenceville Indians 53, Carmi White County Bulldogs 43. Steve Anderson saying so long from White County.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change. The needs of your hair change. Your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoax Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoax Hair Studio.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO Light 103, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, brought to you all season long here on Light 103, WAKO. Lawrenceville, Vincennes.